I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Over $500 million will be included in next week's New South Wales state budget to help drought-impacted farmers. It'll be broken down into money for mental health support, a range of new low-interest loans, a new kangaroo management plan, three new weather radars, and funding of $5 million to help councils upgrade local dirt roads. $250 million will be injected into the Farm Innovation Fund. Let's hear from Primary Industries Minister Niall Blair.
This is a scheme that will allow farmers to make decisions that benefit their farm. So this is an interest-free loan scheme and farmers can get up to $50,000. This will help with cash flow, but also help them make some key decisions to get through this drought.
The take-up of these sorts of loans in the past, can you run me through that? How popular are they?
Well, our Farm Innovation Program has been really successful. We've rolled out over $230 million in assistance and we're seeing roughly $3 million a week of applications coming in. So we know this is hitting the mark and this is what farmers have said that they want to continue, and that's what a large part of this funding will go towards.
New South Wales Farmers President Derek Scone says the loans will go a long way and not put too much pressure on farmers already facing debt.
These loans are over an extended period of time. They are at a fixed interest rate. They have been used extensively by over the last couple of years by people to get new infrastructure in to prepare them for drought. And we feel that it is important that that is extended and enables them to continue that process. But of course, that doesn't help for people that are currently facing extremely dry conditions. And that's why the $50,000 seven-year interest-free loans to assist producers to bring in fodder and grain to sustain stock on hand will also be well received.
As we've heard, the funding includes mental health support. Here's Niall Blair once again.
This package includes $4 million that is directed towards mental health across regional New South Wales. You know, this isn't just an economic challenging time for our farmers, but in a lot of cases, it can also be a mentally challenging one. And we want to make sure that assistance is available for those that need it.
Kangaroo numbers are in plague proportions in large parts of the state. The new management strategy will see roo numbers reduced throughout drought-hit communities. Primary Industries Minister Niall Blair says the state hasn't been doing enough.
Well, in New South Wales, we only take up about 13% of our quota when it comes to kangaroo management. We want to increase that. We know that kangaroos are a real problem right across regional New South Wales, not just competing with pastures, but also having a real safety issue on our own. So we want to make sure that we clear out the red tape to allow that quota to be fully accessed and try and reduce those numbers that we're seeing in some part of the state, which are in plague proportion.
And the kangaroo processing industry that uses roos, obviously, will they be impacted at all by this?
We want to increase the take for the commercial sector. We know that if you can create an industry out of something, a lot of people want to be involved. And this is about engaging our commercial industry to help increase the take that is coming out of New South Wales and work with landholders.
New South Wales Farmers President Derek Scone agrees.
The current system is quite restrictive. It puts the business in the hands of just a few players. So, you know, we like this extending it out because it'll mean that it'll be more accessible, and also the rules are changing so that actually secondary use of those carcasses can be made. So, you know, we're losing, while they are a pest currently during dry times, you're losing a resource if they can't be used for a third type use.
He says while the $584 million package is warmly welcomed, the government can't just leave the money and return to Sydney thinking the job's done.
It is important that the government assist farmers in making preparedness for drought, because with changing climates, we do feel that it is going into a drying phase. This could be a more common event. And so I think it's important that we keep up the momentum of farmers preparing for drought so that they can meet the challenges into the future. And that'll make a stronger rural economy all around.
New South Wales Farmers President Derek Scone there. Hey, thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch or let me know how you think the funding will help you at your place, shoot me through an email. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.